something significant about the fact that Klal Yisrael, a nation that speaks Lashon Kodesh, came out of Mitzrayim, a nation that does not speak Lashon HaKodesh. B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov me am lo'ez. This Beis Yaakov came out from a nation of a foreign tongue, a nation that does not speak Lashon HaKodesh. What's the significance of this Yitzias Mitzrayim from me am lo'ez? If we look back in Parshas Noach, by the Parsha of the Dor HaFlaga, we know that the people that tried to build this Migdal were punished, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafsid them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from them the Madrega of speaking Lashon HaKodesh. They started off Safa Achas, Rashi says, Lashon HaKodesh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away Lashon HaKodesh from them. What were they doing that the Midah Keneged Midah is to take away Lashon HaKodesh? My Rosh Hashiva once explained to us that the Psukim say that they said, let's make stones and build a tower. And Rashi says, don't gather stones, but make stones from scratch. What's the meaning of that, and why is that important? And he said that the people of the Dor HaFlaga, of the Migdal Bavel, were rejecting the foundations of their Emunah. The foundations of their Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. That which is the building blocks of everything that we do in our life. And when they said, we don't even want to take from the world the building blocks, we want to make everything from scratch, they were rejecting the building blocks of Emunah. And Lashon HaKodesh no longer is the chelik of someone who rejects the Hashgacha. Why? Because there's a difference between Lashon HaKodesh and every other language. Every language is made up of words. Words mean something. The word table means these things that everyone is sitting in front of. The word chair means these things that everyone is sitting on. The words mean something. But the letters that make up the words don't mean anything. There's no significance to the fact that there's a C in the word chair. There's no shtickle Torah, why is there an R in the end of the word chair? That's meaningless. The end of meaning in any other spoken language is words. Lashon HaKodesh is not that way. In Lashon HaKodesh, every word is made up of letters. And those letters have meaning. And you could be sure that if you take the word Shulchan, it's made up of four concepts. The word Shulchan is made up of the concept of Shin, with the concept of Lamed, and the concept of Ches, and the concept of Nun in that order, and that represents a table. What those concepts are and how that works is for a very elite few tzaddikim that understand these things. But some of the words in the Torah we do understand. Like for example, the word Av, which means father, is a word that starts with one and ends up with two. Aleph and Beis. Because that's the essence of a father. He starts off as an individual and then he has a son. So we do understand that words in Lashon Kodesh are made up of letters. When the Dor HaFlaga rejected the foundations, they lost the relationship with the foundation, with the letters. Because the letters in Lashon HaKodesh are very significant. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa brings the Gemara in Brachos that says, Yoideya haya Bitzalel letzaref oisiyos shenivru bahen shamayim va'aretz. Bitzalel understood how to put together the letters that created the world. We see that the world was created with the letters of the Aleph Beis. While the world, the way the world runs, seems to be run with words, but the fabric of creation, the depth, the building blocks, the oimek of the Hashgacha, what's going on beneath the surface in the purpose of the Bria, that's represented by Oisiyos. And when a nation rejects, when humanity rejects that association with that deeper Hashgacha, they lose Lashon HaKodesh. You're no longer connected to a language that has that foundational connection to the creation of Shemayim and Aretz. And sure enough, you see in this week's Parsha, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed says that the vav de gachayin, the vav of the word gachayin, is chatzi hatayra ba'oisiyos. And take a look there in the Marsha. The forces of Ra in the world, which are represented by the Nachash, the Hailech al Gachain, the Nachash that slithers on the ground, attempt to tear the Torah in half. They attempt to destroy our Avodas Hashem and to disturb HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. And in that sense, at this place of the division of the Torah, you have the Nachash hovering there, Roivates there. But the Vav de Gachain, if you go down to the Oisiyos, if you go down to the deeper Hashgacha, you have that one letter of the Aleph Beis that's called the Ois HaChibur. It's the Ois of connection. The Vav is the Ois HaChibur. Yes, on the surface, in the words, it looks like there are forces that are out to destroy us, to wreck the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, and to not allow us to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's destiny for us. But in the Oisiyos, when you look at the deeper Hashgacha, the Oisiyos Shenivru Bahem Shemayim V'Oretz, you see that Ois HaChibur, that Vav HaChibur. And that's why Mitzrayim was a very powerful nation. Perhaps the Svarim say the most powerful nation in the world. But they did not have a connection to that deeper Hashgacha. B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov me'am loyez. Klal Yisrael came out from a nation that doesn't have a connection to the deeper Hashgacha. And we are connected to the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bishvil Yisrael Shanikra Reishis, and our destiny will not be stopped by even the strongest nation in the world, Beis Yaakov, Me'am Loyez. What a time to be in Oved Hashem between these dates of Purim and Pesach, and to be heading towards embracing our sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in a certain sense, these last days of learning before Yontif are from the most delicious and geschmack days of the whole Zman. And it's our intention, all of us together as a group, to take full advantage of every precious day until Yontif. Be'ezer Hashem, I will not be doing a mishmar tonight. I have a simcha out of town, but Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to be back by tomorrow. And we will be having a Shabbos together that will hopefully be a Shabbos that will invigorate and bring us closer and closer to being ready for the incredible Geula that lies around the corner. I'm delighted that Rav Leshem is joining me for Shabbos, and Emir Tzashem on Leil Shabbos, we will hear Divrei Torah from him. And I'm also excited that I will be once again, continuing the Mashgiach, and I have a minig that we try to share Shal Shuddas together, and we enjoy doing that together. It's very meaningful to us, and I'm excited that we'll be doing that Be'ezer Hashem. And this Monday, we will Be'ezer Hashem be joining together as a yeshiva to fully understand and appreciate. I'm sure that by now most of the Olam is aware that that there's a solar eclipse heading our way. And the yeshiva will, as a group, as a tzibur, learn about it and understand where it fits into our view of the world as B'nai Torah, as people that look towards the Torah for guidance in every area of halacha and hashkafa. And then on Tuesday we have a very, very special day, and I feel like I shouldn't have to advise you to take advantage of this. This is an opportunity. Instead of a regular share klali, not that any share klali is regular, but instead of the regular share klali, we will be able to ask the Rosh Hashiva at the time of share klali any question that we want about Inyanei Pesach and Inyanei HaSeder. I'm assuming that includes halacha and non-halacha, whatever it is, anything that includes, that's about Torah and Pesach is available to be asked Be'ezer Hashem on Tuesday. What an unbelievable way for us to get ready for Yontif. And that means that there's a responsibility on us to be interested about the Pesach that's coming. So over Shabbos, please prepare your questions. Let's not waste this opportunity on questions that occur to us when we walk through the door on Tuesday. Let's look into the sugyas. Let's open a Chelek HaMishnah Berurah. Let's see what we have that we want to work through so that we can hear what the Rosh Hashiva will teach us about in Yanei Pesach. And Be'ezer Hashem, stay tuned to continuing developments as we walk towards those final days getting ready for the Geula. Have a wonderful Shabbos.